Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Benjamin's email here, just because I like his Deadpool name. Catching up on the podcast from last week, as you can do. And I heard you talking about ecstasy and MDMA treatments for PTSD. I thought it was a great conversation. I brought it up with my wife, who is a therapist. She informed me here in Iowa, they have places that offer ketamine infusions. I guess they give you a microdose of ketamine and babysit you. The goal is they will get approval for this soon and start offering infusions with the psychotherapy.
Isn't Fisher going to shut that down? They have a nut job governor, too, like Nebraska. You know, she can try to shut that down because you can't have that, you know.
She's a true patriot.
You just have to have red Solo cups. That's about all you can do for anything is to drink, you know.
Yeah, with drops of liquid acid in your beer.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't sound like they're trying to intervene.
They will if it comes to, you know, that's drugs.
Also,
you
my know, coworkers
not American,
and I.
Not real Americans, man.
Like talking about dumb conspiracy theories. You guys should look at the Finland doesn't exist conspiracy.
Finland now, huh? Just a joke one or is it real?
No, that's one of those joke ones, I'm sure. Okay. Because I think our Finnish
comedian, we're going to bring it up with Ismo, right?
Ismo is coming back, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's back here this fall.
Yeah, sometime
God,
before
so
the
funny.
End of the year.
Go see him. He's
Benjamin's Deadpool name is Rage Against the Genes.
I remember that name.
All right, and this one from Samantha, a little behind on the podcast. So if all these have been answered, I apologize. But we have a bigger Amish area here, and they can use propane. We're getting a lot of input from... there's a big Amish community between Wichita and Hutchinson and Yoder, Kansas.
Chick, he loves T95.
Big Amish.
They rock, yeah. Man.
Bigger Amish area here. They can use propane to run all their house.
The lunch break.
Quote, unquote, electricity. The homes they build don't have electric wiring, but if they move into an already standing home, they have a year that they can use it before they need to rip it out. They all have lights, fridges, freezers, home phones. Not so old school ones use cell phones for business purposes. One time, a group of teens, young adults, unhooked an electric fence so they could plug their phones in.
Nice.
And the higher ups did not know
That's
about
awesome.
That.
That's funny, man. Yeah.
I'm also the one who sent a video of my 3-year-old saying the goose is on the table. She's almost 8 now, but you should probably play that clip again.
Now the goose is on the table.
We're getting closer to goose season.
It does make us feel old. Okay, so Christmas coming up, by the way. You hear that more of that.
Here's the part I don't understand. Why do you have to rip out the wiring? I mean, can't you just turn off the electricity to the house and that?
I guess if it's in there, you know it's there.
Like, that's going to hurt your resale down the road if you rip out all the wiring in the house.
You got to rip it out to resist the temptation
of the electricity.
Because God doesn't want you to use the electricity.
No.
But if you could use it for a year, couldn't you just move every year and just have electricity throughout your life?
Well, then how about just stop practicing the Amish religion?
Yeah.
I would just get out of the cult.
Yeah, well, that's to say about all religions. You know, stop practicing all of them, man.
But like, you know, how when you sell a house and the seller comes back with their list of demands of here's the things we'd like you to do.
Right.
I'm thinking put back in the wiring is going to be number one on that list.
Unless...
Maybe sell to another Amish couple.
There
man.
Might be other Amish looking for a house that's not wired with electricity, and you know how tough that is to find.
I suppose. We got that. When we sold our first house, it was an older house, and it had the old like knob and tube wiring.
Okay.
Because it was built like in the 40s.
In the morning, knob and tube. Both douchebags, yeah, but they're funny, right, man.
Knob's kind of a knob.
Knob
he
and
is.
Tube.
Yeah. He's aptly named.
The old style fuses?
Yeah.
Those glass fuses?
Yeah,
wow.
Had those.
That's
the,
old school.
The seller came back and they're like, we'd like you to rewire the entire house. And we went, yeah, no.
No.
Not going to pay $15,000 on the way out to rewire the whole house.
Did they do that. They end up buying it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were shooting down from that.
Okay.
They were shooting for the moon on that one.
Last time I got a paranoid high. This is from Matthew. I was at a quick trip to get snacks, and then it hit me. Everyone could smell me, especially the cop that was in there. And then, luckily, the sober part of me said, "You had an edible, you dumbass." Because you're right. You don't smell weed unless you're breathing on somebody. I mean, I've tasted
even
an edible. You're not really. It doesn't smell like total weed.
Your breath
at all.
Is going to smell more like gummy than it will weed.
Yeah,
that's a good edible.
But you will taste the THC a little bit.
You do.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
So I'm sure that affects.
But like you just smoked weed. We all know you smoked weed.
Yeah.
You walk into a room after smoking it, everybody knows you smoked weed.
I don't think anybody's going to smell it on your breath after a gummy.
You probably think that, though. If you taste it, it probably affects all your other senses, and you think, well, I must smell like weed, too.
Yeah.
He was burned out. No, he was stoned.
Did he still get snacks?
Good point, Nick. Did he get snacks?
That has to be
hopefully.
The best. That has to be
By the way,
best
I saw something
for...
last night in the news last night. I was watching a commercial of something, and I thought of you, Nick, because it's a new snack. It was chicken Sonic.
Okay.
Chicken bites. Look like little ravioli-looking things
in
the middle of chicken, and you dip it in something.
They looked like buffalo. They were buffalo chicken bites, they looked like little empanadas, but inside was like shredded buffalo chicken.
Yeah, like ravioli covering a little bit, but a little harder than that. But in the middle was shredded buffalo chicken.
So it's
I've
like
seen
a nugget.
That, yeah.
Have you seen that?
Shredded meat. Is it fried?
Fried. Mm-hmm. It's like wrapped in a dough.
Oh, yeah. It's
fried.
Not good for you. Yeah. It looks really great, though. It looks good, man.
Does it come with the sauce, or is there like enough buffalo sauce on the inside that you don't need it?
Well, they showed somebody dipping it in the commercial. So maybe it does come with some sauce.
I'm sure it comes with some dipping sauce.
I think they were dipping it back more into buffalo. You can't have enough buffalo sauce. You know,
no.
As far as I know.
That's impossible.
See, if Ken Burns did a 4-hour documentary on buffalo sauce, we probably talked to him.
But actual buffaloes, no, sorry, we're busy.
Actual buffaloes, not going to happen. Speaking of food, why are they recalling Kraft cheese? You choke on it?
Sounds like there was a malfunctioning wrapper machine that there's some pieces of like plastic in some of the slices of cheese.
Oh, have you ever, people? I know we'll get a zillion calls on this. People forgot to take that off and put on their grilled cheese, and it just plastic melts in there. Because sometimes they're so thin. That wrapper's so thin, if you're not in the right state of mind, you don't know what's going on. Oh, this looks good.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Have you ever seen the movie The Big Picture? Came out in the late
80s. Love that movie,
Christopher Guest and Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon's in that, right?
Kevin Bacon makes the observation that the individual slices of cheese are much better when you remove the plastic covering.
It's key.
So, he's not wrong.
Evidently, they haven't. Or what? It got wedged in? Got baked in to some of these slices of cheese?
It looks like the cheese in question has a best when used by date range from January 10th, 2024 to January 27th, 2024.
How much of that individually wrapped crap is real cheese?
Oh, 2%?
Yeah. No, it's a processed cheese food product.
But it works great for grilled cheese because it melts nice. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of cheese doesn't melt nice because it's fatty.
Yeah, well, the best melty cheese is Velveeta. Because that's what you make your
and that's
your
not cheese
dip out of, and that's not cheese.
Well, I'm troubled by any cheese that doesn't have to be refrigerated.
Because when I melt the cheese to deliver the pills to the dog, you know, the cheese curds, there's just a pool of fat.
Yeah,
underneath
oil
there.
And
cheese curds sound great.
Yeah,
but these the ones I had weren't very good, so I didn't eat a bunch of them. They're not like the breaded ones, the ones they serve at the Omaha Tap House. Those are good cheese curds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that we got are, the dogs deserve them.
But that buffalo little thing last night in the commercial, I thought, man, they keep inventing this stuff to keep everybody fat. It's so great, you know.
Well, did you see the story I sent you guys yesterday?
They look good.
That looked incredible.
You hear about these places that have the secret menus?
Yes.
Like the things that you can order, but they just don't put them up on the board.
Yeah.
So you got to have the app, or how do you get to
that? Oh, you just got to know that it's there and it's available. And apparently not all places will do this for you, but this is apparently running around on TikTok. It's something that you can order at McDonald's.
All right.
And they say
they have a secret menu at McDonald's?
Apparently.
Nick would know.
Apparently there are items that you can order that are just not listed. But this one, it looks really good. So they say the optimal time to do it, Nick, take note of this, 10:35 a.m.
Oh, that's convenient.
They're changing over from breakfast to lunch, and they call it the McBrunch Burger. So sesame seed bun.
Yeah.
Two cheeseburger patties.
Ooh.
Bacon, eggs, and hash browns. All together in the sandwich.
Now you say that, Puss, but it all depends on who's actually working behind the counter.
Yeah,
if they know anything about
this. You're gonna have to really luck out,
and they're gonna I don't know what you're talking about, sir. No, we don't have that. Yeah, they don't care. They're making nothing.
They're gonna keep looking at you like you're a wall.
They point that out in this article. They say, look, some places may say we don't do that, or no, sorry, but if you run across one that says, all right, sure.
What are the odds?
I don't think McDonald's needs a secret menu.
No, just
I've never been in there and been like, man, I really wish there was something more.
But think about it.
Well, put it on the menu then. If you're gonna make it, put it on the damn menu.
But two cheeseburger patties, bacon, egg patty, and hash browns all in that sesame seed bun. Like that's
a hangover burger right there, man.
That sounds pretty fantastic.
The sesame seed bun though would just make me wish I had a Big Mac, I think.
I heard rumors of there's a fast food restaurant in Omaha called Runza, and years ago I heard liquid acid was on their secret menu. If you went to a certain location, you could get some liquid acid.
Yeah, very limited time.
Drive-through window.
A high school Nick selling liquid acid. You were out of high school then, weren't you?
No.
You could have risked your band career, man.
Yeah, I could have missed some math tests if I got arrested.
Were you a drug dealer and didn't use all of your product, or did you use some of your product?
Not then. Yeah. No, because the acid is a choice. Like, you've got to set some time aside.
You're right. It is a commitment.
Yeah.
But is the liquid acid the stuff they just drop on the blotter? You know, because that's all I've ever consumed, the acid in is a little blotter form.
I think so. I would hope that their process is a little more regimented than what I was doing. Because I think I was putting too much acid on each individual sweet tart. I did not end up making much money, so I didn't do it for very long.
Oh, so if they went to Runza, they got a good dose.
Yeah, there were some extensive trips happening.
Yes, I did get the snacks. That was happening no matter what. Two hot dogs and everything on them with kettle chips. That's amazing, man. That sounds good, man. Yeah.
Yeah, see, there's a whole...
I wonder if a restaurant based on food combinations you create when you're high would be a good idea. Yeah, but everybody creates their own wacky crap when they're high, so that'd be like one. Because I know they opened up one of those places that just serve fair food. Year round, they tried to do that. A couple places tried to do that. Just fair food. They didn't work. They didn't last because it's just walk in and everything will kill you.
And that's something that when you're at the fair, you indulge in.
Right, you do indulge. Right, yeah.
Are the heart attack burger chain? You know, I think it was in Arizona.
There's one in Vegas. There was in Vegas.
Yeah. People die there.
Vegas and one guy died in the one in Phoenix, I believe. Or he might have died. Yeah. I think he died in one in Vegas.
But they don't offer just novelty food. They offer big, greasy burgers.
Yeah. Stuff that'll give you a heart attack. Yeah, I'm looking at an entire website here called secretmenus.com that is just solely devoted to here's a bunch of fast food and chain places, and here's the weird stuff. Some of this is you got to order the two things and kind of Frankenstein it together yourself.
Yeah. Well, what do they have at Taco Bell? At least you don't get denied by some 22-year-old girl looking at you like you're an idiot, you know?
Right.
Which happens a lot, by the way.
Yeah. She was doing that to begin with.
She always looking at you like an idiot, right? Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's
no, sir, we don't make that. What are you talking about?
I happen
about?
To be here at 10:35. Do you have breakfast and lunch?
Hey, it's worth a try because that thing looks fantastic.
It does, but you're going to get turned down. I guarantee you it's not going to work right away.
You're probably going to have to wait. You probably have to order, to make that work, I imagine you have to order breakfast and then wait a few minutes and then get the lunch stuff
maybe,
and combine it.
Maybe. But in the article, the guy who was writing it.
Going to think about this all freaking day. You know that now.
I hope it's just today.
They point out that somebody went through the drive-thru and ordered this, and they said there was a long pause, and the guy on the speaker just said, "Nah, I'm not doing that."
Right. Nice. Oh, really?
Okay. That's all he got was, "Nah, I'm not doing that."
Perfect.
Go either way, it's McDonald's. There's an order. Just order something. I'm with you, Puss. It sounds great, but
you're definitely an a-hole if you're ordering off the secret menu.
Yeah.
Because you just want the cool. No, you're just an a-hole.
Like you're at some
guy.
Fancy restaurant where you're paying a maitre d' extra cash to seat you in a different place. You're walking into McDonald's.
Yeah.
Could I have the secret menu?
Last couple times I've gone, I've just been hitting reorder on the app that gets me the hamburger Happy Meal with the extra fry instead of the apples and a McChicken. You're set.
Yeah. Get those apples out of there.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.